I'm really wishing there was four of me. That'd be pretty awesome. I would distribute the weight a little bit. But anyways, thank you. It's an honor to read here. So I'm going to read from my book, Mean Mama and Dickwad, for old time's sake. It's sold out in California, okay? They loved it. Could have been me. Back when Sandy was skinny, she ate lima beans and rice in front of the computer, dropped grains between G and H keys, had sweaty sex more than once every night in her single bed, drank more, drank all the time, puked. Her eyes became red, infected, almost blind. But she quit the drink and smoke life. Late night fried zucchini, bad jukebox bars life. Now uninsured, dark pixie hair and skinny leg jeans, 9 weeks pregnant, unmarried, not caring who knows, throwing up big bowls of Cheerios. Bursting out. You burst out, opening me up to the doctor at the foot of the small bed, ready to play catch with the quiet fish, wrapped up tightly three times in our cord. You didn't make a sound, you didn't cry or scream. It was a fast back labor birth. The doctor orders me a double fentanyl shot, spraying and squirting blood, the trajectory, your father's yellow t-shirt, and love in your plunge into a cold triage room. You weren't supposed to come out this fast. Forehead, nose, nape of neck, bruised from your wild and rapid passage through the birthing canal. Then you were latched like a breastfed poster boy. The nurse said, like you have always been here doing this, and loving you has left me bloody, vulnerable, and high. I always feel like I'm reading the same poems over and over again. I'm trying to work on that. I know exactly why some animals eat their young. I wake up to hot projectile vomit all over my chest and toddler, ripping out fists full of my long, dry hair. Nights like this are combat training in sleep deprivation. You try jumping out of my arms as I carry you up the steep cement steps and into the red brick house that needs to be repointed. You try to eat the broken blue glass from the shattered votive candle, eat dirt and small magnets while I am reading. You are playing on the wooden steps, and then you are small. Then your small head is suddenly violently bumping down loudly, neck bent. How is that survival? You are so vulnerable in that hospital bed you barely occupy. I blame myself for every bruise and make deals with God that I will be a good Jew, but that is just a lie. I'm gonna go into my other book, Dickwad, switch things up a little. Yes, the title comes from a wall at Gooskies. Night work. At 2 a.m., my boyfriend's out back in his drawstring shorts and worn-out extra-large t-shirt with a tape measure, pink Disney princess flashlight, which actually we still have, and a can of Miller Genuine Draft, measuring the yard for a fence. When he's done, I yell at him with an eyebrow raised to my hairline, water the cukes already so we can go upstairs and fuck. You bring up Heidegger at Gooskies while sucking down a cold brown bottle of Straub, and no one wants to hear it. You're hungry at 4 a.m. and wouldn't consider vegetarian chili a real meal. You leave me at a friend's wedding on a wraparound porch, a cold November wind blowing open my black wraparound skirt. Tomorrow you'll give me autumn flowers wrapped in cellophane and a little packet of flower food for forgiveness. Back to the mean mama. Thank you. Instead of cops and robbers, or cowboys and Indians, we played Arabs and Jews with velvet yarmulkes and white and gray print turbans. Grandma and Ruthie and Papa Louie brought back as souvenirs from Israel. We stuffed our undershirts with lumpy cotton socks for breasts and large pillow balled up as makeshift babies in utero. We played ghosts and witches by hiding under the clean white sheets. Mom would yell, "You're dirtying up the linens." And we would try to refold them and stuff them back into lavender-scented hallway closets. But they turned into wrinkled messes. We shoved in between the already folded prints of pink polka dots and green plaid. We were incapable of following our mother's neat folds, increased lines. We were incapable of following. Thank you. I just have three more, I think. Weaning, and this poem is about when you stop breastfeeding your baby and you have to, one of the suggestions they give you is to put cabbage in your bra because it dries out your milk, which is painful, but you gotta do it. So it's all painful. Weaning, which is an interesting fact, you know. Yes, yeah, you put cabbage in your bra and it actually does work. It's like, I don't know why, it's something in cabbage, it's like a chemical reaction. Well, that's why, just kidding. Just kidding. Weaning. The world's shittiest mother, and you're crying yourself to sleep upstairs while I stand smoking with leaky boobs bursting into my bra stuffed with green cabbage leaves in the middle of our dark backyard looking at the orange and white lights, Oakland in the distance. So how many did I say I had left? I don't even remember. Two more. Okay, I guess I'll read this one then. No. I ain't gonna suggest no one to that. No. So I'll read. Didn't even make sense. I have two more, and then I leave. No, I won't leave. But you know what I mean. yeah. Okay. My family returns to Scranton for Passover. We all fell apart, regressed, got fat, threw heavy orange hotel chairs, ate our own cans of chocolate chip macaroons, fought over foil trays of over-dried salmon, chased our toddlers around the long, dank hallways, and splashed in the small, overheated, chlorinated pool. My brother retreated to his Talmudic books, while my older brother cried into a hotel pillow. No one cares about me. It's not fair how mom and dad treat me. I'm all alone. And I kept a bottle of Malbec by my white bed, only to spill it repeatedly in my cool, crisp sheets. Eventually, it looked like a murder scene, like someone died in my bed. Spilling out strong red blood, they worked so hard to change, to contain in this thick skin I had to grow. And this is my final poem. I thought I'd read it since it's still July. 4th of July. My aunt died of liver failure in a hospital bed I never visited, so I can't describe. I can't say that her pale eyes became light gray at the end. I didn't go to the New Jersey funeral. Last time I saw her, she thought no one was looking as she ate without utensils. Her head lowered to the plate, hands useless and locked stiff fists. Instead of going to the funeral, I walk down to the strip with my little white dog, looking for fireworks between brick buildings on Liberty Avenue. All I could see through the tall skyscrapers were flashes of light and the starfish shape of a cloud, like a skeletal remain of what was only seconds ago glistening and gold. Thank you.